Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet. Hey! Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
B-Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Colvert, a fluffy pit bull owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a double dinky dog owner.
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers, Alexis Preston!
Yeah?
Max Fun Drive.
Yeah.
Here we are.
We did it.
Here we are. Now, are you on the edge of your seat?
Yes. You know what?
Yeah.
We don't do a lot for Max Fun Drive. We never do.
What's that?
Hey, it's Max Fun Drive. Vroom, vroom! We've never done that.
Oh. Okay, well, you want to do it now?
Yeah, because it's a drive.
I'll set you up again and you can give me some rooms?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, and then you got to go back to the edge of your seat because
I was about
to do a big announcement.
Okay.
Alexis.
Hmm? Yes?
It's Max Fun Drive.
Vroom, vroom!
Yeah, that's fun.
See,
that is fun. We should have been doing that.
Okay,
we got this week and next week.
Okay, I'll do it this
We'll be okay.
Okay.
Okay, so are you back on the edge of your seat?
Yep.
Scoot
about
forward.
To fall off.
Scoot. There we go.
Yep.
Listeners, you as well. Edge of your seat. Now, last week, we said, hey, I'm going to make a big announcement. Alexis, do you want to remind them of the reaction that we predicted they'd have?
Yes, it went.
Okay.
Oh.
There you go. Okay, great. So now I'm going to interject what we're going to tell you.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is Can I Pet Your Dog's 1 year notice of ending the show.
Oh.
All right. Okay. But you know what that means.
Yeah.
So we're only going to be doing it for one more year.
Yes.
Normally people send in a 2 week notice.
Yeah.
Not us. No.
Here's a full year.
1 year. One whole year. We're giving you wrapping up the show in 1 year.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm now ready for the next one.
Okay.
But you know what that means, my sweet, sweet sweeties. This is your very last Max Fun Drive.
Yes.
Yahoo! I feel like that's a good response.
That's good.
And then the third reaction is, and how much fun are we going to have in this final year?
A lot.
Oh, thank you, Alexis.
Oh, it wasn't a call and response thing?
Sure. Well, in my mind, I had pictured you just do the exact same sounds that you had did previously, but
now
I was interjecting the information I was giving you.
Yeah.
But I like that you took the liberty to change it.
It didn't feel like enough.
Fair.
You know, now that it really was set up and to just go, oh, felt wrong. So I wanted to, you know.
Yeah.
I want to have fun.
Yeah. So now, listener, I cannot be said enough how much you have changed our lives. Unrecognizable, the person that I was before I started the show and who I am now. And that is, God, crying? No. I've got a full year. We've got time. We've got time for tears down the road. Just everything I am is because of you guys. But I do think... Yeah. That, we're having so much fun. We're having such a good time with the show. It's been going on for 7 years. Allegra Ringo said it best. How long can you podcast about dogs? Turns out 7 years.
7 years.
7 years is about.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we wanted to stop it while we still loved it. Like that was kind of part of our plan. And we do still love it. And we love you guys. And again, full year. So
full year
really doesn't. It's not really a goodbye. Even it's just a heads up, and it does
so
kind
true.
Of inform our Max Fun Drive plans this year, which is like this is our big farewell tour.
Yeah, it's now listen, like the greats that came before us.
Yes.
Yeah, Elton John. We'll name more down the road. so this is our farewell tour.
Yeah,
and I will say so. This year there is logic to this in that. So obviously, and if you're brand new to the show, the way that we do is you guys will notice there's not a lot of advertisers on here. There's no Patreon, but we are on a network that is listener supported. And how that works is kind of like, you know, your public radio shows where once a year we do a drive and be like, hey, if you like the show, you'll keep the lights on if you can help.
Yeah.
So but because of that, what we didn't want to do is that you become a member and then you don't get a full year out of the deal.
Right.
So this is we're doing a hey, OK, here we go. Last one. We're going to give you you're going to get your money's worth, baby. Ooh, and maybe then some.
Yeah.
And then when it comes time for the next Max Fun Drive, which I'm guessing will scoot back to March because it was March.
Oh, that's true.
And the pandemic hit. Then it moved to July. Now we've moved it back to May. So I'd bet by 2022 they've got themselves back at March.
Who's to say? But either way.
We'll see. Okay, but the point is, you're gonna get a full year out of the deal. So if you're like, oh, thank God, they're gone. Well, Yep. You got to wait a year.
And also, okay, so we'll cover more of this in a moment. But if you're already sold, if this was enough for you, all you have to do is go to MaximumFun.org/join and you can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to want to be part of this.
Oh, for sure.
Down the road, like when history repeats itself.
Uh-huh.
When Hamilton says history has its eyes on you, mm-hmm. I think what those eyes are going to want to see. Oh, I was with Can I Pet Your Dog in there last year.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think that's the whole reason he runs the musical, right?
Yeah.
Just so that everybody knows, like, oh yeah, no, I definitely want to be part of that farewell tour.
Exactly.
But again, we'll talk about it more in a bit. Yeah. For right now, yes. Ooh, Alexis, we got a good show.
We have a good show.
Do you want to tell our sweet, sweet listeners what they've gotten themselves into?
Yes. Okay. Of course, we have some quick crumb boat updates. Tug is a team player now, which I like to hear.
Yeah, me too.
And my dogs are getting into stuff they're not supposed to get into. We have a My Mutt Minute from Kincaid and Titan. And then we have very special guest, Andrew Reich from the Dead Pilot Society, to talk about his pup, Bea Arthur.
Yes. Now, again, Andrew's an Emmy Award winner.
Uh-huh.
He was the executive producer for a little show called Friends. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let him talk about his career.
No.
Just about his dog.
No, we didn't ask about any of that.
Yeah.
Chris, would have been a good career opportunity for us, but yeah. We did not take it. Don't worry.
Okay. Don't you fight. We stand staunchly at the exact same spot in our careers at the end of this interview.
Always. Yes.
Well, Alexis, here we are, Crick Crumb Boat.
Hey, look at that. We're here.
Yep. Talking about our dogs. Now, can I tell you about Tugboat being a team player?
Yeah, I would like you to.
Okay. Now, I love so much about this dog. My favorite parts are probably when he's a stinker.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes, every now and again, he does a little sweetie move.
Aww.
Yeah, it's getting real, just very little sweetie.
Yeah.
So, Alexis, I stand before you as someone who does not know their bandwidth.
Yes.
I took it upon myself to collect as many side hustles as I could this year.
Mm-hmm.
Not during the whole pandemic. 2020,
yeah,
I kind of was just like, ah!
Yes.
And then 2021, I was like, oh, I have to get my stuff together. So I took on way too many projects.
Yes.
And now what that looks like is 2 or 3 nights a week, you just don't go to bed.
Yeah.
You're just going to work right on through those. And so I've tried to tuck Tugboat in.
Yeah.
You stay here. Mom's going to go burn the midnight oil.
Right.
There you go. I hear a thud.
Oh.
And I hear a flop, flop, flop.
Oh.
I guess if you're up, we're all up.
Oh.
And he won't go to bed.
Oh.
And it's very cute, very sweet, and about every 90 minutes he'll look at me and just like, you're killing me.
Come on.
No.
This is a guess, but are there a lot of the like look up and then those big sighs of like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's exactly that. Mm-hmm. It's exactly that. She forgot where the bed is again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is over
what
there.
What we're gonna do. This has happened more and more frequently. And it is just so sweet. And then you're already like tired, so it makes you cry because
yes.
he's so sweet.
Aww.
About it. And we're just such a little team. And I don't know. And there's, listen, so these are on the heels of me telling you he doesn't look back when he goes to daycare. So we're just a technicolor code of colors.
Yeah, I mean,
what's the thing
about
that means
balance, you know? What?
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to come up with another metaphor that means it's a balance.
Oh, yeah, well, it's a balance. Yeah. Yin and yang.
Thank you. So, I don't know. It's real sweet that he won't go to bed. Or when I put him to bed, he flops out and trudges back into the living room. I'm just like, no.
Now, what are you kidding me?
Signed up for this.
Yeah.
I regret it as much as you do, but
it's
we're
so
in it now.
Cute. Yeah. And now, question, does he sleep on the ground at all? Or is he like, I got to be alert?
Oh, no. Some of this is I have to record.
Uh-huh.
And he's just gobbling like a turkey in his dreams.
Of course. Yes.
And so there's just or snoring or, as we talked about last week, a little bit of a patooter comes out.
Of course.
So it's not a, not giving me great room tone.
Yes.
But
yes.
It's still very, he's just sleeping and he's out here and, no point in time is he just like, well, I guess I'll also stay.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think so, but then I thought it would be very funny if he was like, you know what? I've got to guard her. You know, she's sleepy. She's not alert. Someone's got to watch the front door.
Yeah, baby steps for Tug.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get there. Right, right. Maybe a guard dog.
How are Crumb and Cricket?
Crumb and Cricket are they're fine. They've been okay. First of all, Cricket sometimes doesn't know the difference between a dog snack and a piece of electronics.
Oh, sure.
Sometimes
it happens to the best of us.
It's just not clear. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, this is an old dog bone, or oh, maybe this is a very expensive thing. And so, you know, Cricket found one of these things, and they happen to be one of Grant's brand new AirPods.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And hey.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, it's not mine. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, if it was mine, you could be sorry. He's not even in the room.
Yeah, sure.
Those are so expensive, drastically
and overpriced.
The funny thing, too, is that they were a gift from his mother, but it was like the classic thing of like, he got them and then they weren't working, had to send them back, except like one of those things where it's like, I think he was supposed to get them for Christmas and just now got them. And then they were one of them was chomped probably 1 week after being able to use them. Oof. And luckily it's fine. And Apple Care or whatever took care of it, and he has another one. But I will say I've never felt worse having to, like, it's been a while since I've had to break news to someone about that kind of thing, and like Cricket did it, and I was like, oh no, I gotta go in there and tell him his AirPod got eaten. Cricket's learning about snacks.
Of course. And Grant strikes me as the type of person who would, like, you'd see a little bit of like, come on, man, in his eyes, but ultimately is just like, well,
yeah,
I guess we'll buy another one.
He was like, it's fine. And was also like, it blamed himself because he was like, I was dumb and they fell on the ground and I didn't pick them up. So,
sure.
You know,
it's crazy how much you have to treat them like gold.
Yes.
Those AirPods. Yes. So I guess we're going to do a little bit of AirPod talk here.
Yeah.
So like my sweet little Hank and Peggy gave me my first pair of AirPods this very Christmas. Should have got them way before then. But so you put them in your pocket. Yeah. And then I also had poop bags in my pocket and one flung out.
Yes.
And there was just, I didn't know it, obviously. And then I went to go get it and I couldn't find it. And this was up in Griffith Park. I was just like, God. But they're so expensive that you're like, yeah, I am. I'm going to go retrace my steps. So a little tip, you still got your phone, is that if you lose it at the park and you can't find it, you just keep an eye on your phone. And when it says AirPod connected, you're close.
Smart.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. And then, you know, Little Crumb is doing great. They have been... they get in little, they like seem to be heated conversations between the two of them when they both have a bone. This weird thing happens where like they each have their bone and then they notice the other one has a bone and they go, to each other for a while. And it's like kind of upset and it seems like I want your bone and I want your bone, but you can't have my bone. Is the vibe that's happening. And it's very cute, but also it's always while it's like I'm trying to watch like something sad or so, you know what I mean? I've given them a bone to be like, silence yourself. And then they find a way to be like, I was chewing this bone, but now I need to just make the weirdest sounds you've ever heard for a while.
Right. I just need to make sure you're completely out of the mood of whatever you're watching.
Yes.
I respect this so much, especially because it's so sort of reminiscent of teenage behavior of like you love and hate your best friend.
100%.
You're constantly jealous of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels crazy because it's like they both have a bone right in front of them and they are yelling at the other one for having a bone.
Yes.
Yeah.
It sounds like prom night.
Yes.
Of just like, oh my God, you're so pretty. I can't believe prettier than me.
Yeah. I love that dress. I would have loved to wear that dress. Can I wear that dress? No. So
I love it. I love it so much. Wait, hold on. Did I say that I found my AirPod?
I figured based on you saying you connected.
You alluded to that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
crazy.
Good job.
Yeah. I was well behaved the rest of the day because the universe gave me a little gift.
That's good.
So I was like, thank you. I appreciate it. Yo, Alexis.
Whoa, what's up?
Here we are. Because, listen, you know how when you go to a theme park
yeah.
and you want to ride Space Mountain?
Yes.
obviously. But you also know there's a limited amount of times you're going to get to ride it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Four, probably.
Right. Yeah.
So I know that like this is the very last Max Fun Drive drives that I get to do.
That's true.
Oh, very exciting.
You're right. I see. I get it now. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You understand. You understand. So listener, something that I meant to say at the beginning that I forgot is that we're leaving, you know, obviously because we want to leave at the top. We want to leave you guys in good hands. Mm-hmm. But we talked a little bit more in depth about it in our bonus episode, mm-hmm. which Alexis, tell them what they won and how could they get into this bonus episode.
So, yeah, we were lucky enough to have the absolutely wonderful James Arthur M. come and kind of do a actors on actors for it with us, but podcasters on podcasters. But none of us liked the way that sounded, so we did not call it that. but we just kind of talk about the behind the scenes of podcasting and our favorite parts of the show and the hardest parts of doing the show and a little bit more about, you know, why we are going to end in a year and also just have a really lovely conversation. It was a really great time.
It was so nice. Yeah. It just an hour had gone by and I was like, whoa, how did it already? But it was just talking about sort of like the, I don't know, I want to say lineage, but I don't think that's the right word.
Sure.
The history. Like the course of this show.
Yeah.
Of how it came to be, how much the listeners mean to us. And that, so in this drive, we've got those tiers that you can become a member at. And the first tier is $5. Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah, I got to do $5 to become a member, and that'll give you access to that bonus episode that explains a little bit more about what the show is doing. And also, Alexis gives you the bonus episodes to every single bonus episode we've ever made.
Yes.
And all the bonus episodes of all the Max Fun
Network. Which is so much content.
Somebody's done the math, and it's something like, I don't know, 8 years worth of content.
And what's fun is, too, we did the kind of opposite thing with James. So you get to, you can also listen to his, where he talks about Minority Corner, and we get to interview him, which is very fun.
It's real fun.
Yeah, just and that's only $5.
Time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So again, so you're like, great, girls, I'm in. Yeah. Yes, of course. It's your final one. Of course I'm in. You're going to go to MaximumFun.org/join. Yes. Is where you're going. MaximumFun.org/join is how you're going to do it. Now, Alex, I got to double down on this. Okay. History has its eyes on you.
Yes. Sure. I would like you to.
History has its eyes on you. When the show ends, you're going to want to say you're a part of it. You're just going to, oh, what podcast did you listen to? Did you ever support it? Yes, I did. You're going to want to say.
No. Yes, absolutely.
So, well, this is just a moment, like, because this pandemic gives you a whole range of emotions. Mm-hmm. So you're scrolling through Instagram. Everybody needs help.
Yeah.
And occasionally you'll see one where you're like, no, I'm not going to help you. I'm having my own problems. You never feel better.
Yeah.
I definitely have done it where I'm just like, I can't. Every single time. If I'm just like, Renee, stop. Yes, you can. You can help.
Yeah.
Just feel better. So I think, one, you're going to want to be part of it, too. It makes you feel better.
Yeah. I do think there's this part of me that wants this to happen where I've seen it happen with concerts and people's parents where it's like two people find out that they were at the same concert, like, you know, 20 years ago or whatever. I hope that this is also that where it's like, oh, wait, I was a member that year. Oh, me too. I just think it'd be fun.
Yes. That and also sports. Yes. I'm just like, you were there. You were there for the home run.
Exactly.
Come on.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. But I also need to tell you that we're calling this our farewell tour.
Yes.
And plenty of artists before us have been like, hey, it's our farewell tour. Turns out it's not.
Right. Yes.
So I did a little bit of a Google of who said it's their farewell tour and it truly wasn't. Mm-hmm. So, Alexis, I would like for us to go through the people that this is not like. This is not a joke. This is not an alarm.
Okay.
This is our last
year. This is our research. We did research. Look at us.
Yeah. We did it. So we're no Motley Crue.
No. We're no Judas Priest.
Mm-mm, no Nine Inch Nails. No.
We are not Fish.
We're not Cher.
Unfortunately, we are not Barbara Streisand, and that one hits pretty hard.
Yeah, it does. That one stinks. Yep. That's going to take a moment to sit with. Okay. Nor are we Tina Turner.
Nope. Or Kiss, which I'm glad about. I don't need to be like Van Kiss.
Sure. No, nobody needs it. Or The Who.
Okay. Frank Sinatra.
That's okay to not be like that. Or Elton John.
Oh, he's great.
No.
But we're not like him.
Yeah. Not like it. No, this is the we mean it. So again, MaximumFun.org/join is where you're going to want to go to become a member. We do this for 2 weeks.
Yes.
And we're going to another little break in the middle of the show. And then you check out the social media. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But wait, hold on, Alexis. Yes. So if they're just like, oh, I want a memento.
Yes. That's what I was going to say.
Do you want to give them one little tease of what they could get?
Yes, of course I do. So obviously, we talked about the bonus content, but for just $5 more than that, which is $10, 5 plus 5 is 10, I learned recently, you can get the enamel pins. And this one, I'm actually really, I love this one. And it's just, Can I Pet Your Dog, the name of the show. But also, like, it's a request for anyone you pass. Things are opening up again. We can pet people's dogs, and you can still do it by just pointing to the pin on your shirt. And that, yeah, that's the $10 one. And there's also a bunch of other shows have really cool pins this year, too.
Yeah.
You're going to want to get one. You're going to want to get one.
It's our last one. Again, that was, Alexis, that was your idea. We're going to do another one of the dogs. We're like, what's our last one? Let's put the name of the show on there.
Yeah.
So now, you don't even have to like the podcast. You can just get that pin. And when people say, how'd you do it? I don't know.
I don't know.
Never met him. I don't know.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
I don't. What time is it?
It's time for my Mutt Minute with Kincaid and Titan. Hit it.
Woo!
Hi, my name is Kincaid, and I'm here to tell you about my best mate, Titan. Titan was a Staffy Cross Irish Terrier, which I told people was a mountain Staffy thanks to his triple coat and tendency to look like an old lighthouse keeper. His name was supposed to be ironic. Nobody told Titan to stop growing or to stop being hungry, so he just kept getting bigger and bigger until he was shoulder high to a Rottweiler and round like a barrel. He was a shelter dog we got as an 8-week-old puppy, so he came pre-installed with a couple of issues like resource hoarding and separation anxiety. His solution for food was to balloon out to 54 kilograms, which is the same weight as one of my family members, and never had an off switch for the hunger machine. He eventually lost all that mysteriously gained weight with a change of diet and became 32 kilograms, which is a little overweight, but he was happy, so nobody cared. Titan was the kindest dog I ever knew. He loved everyone and everything and would put everything that fit into his mouth in his mouth and had a gut of iron. I've seen him eat rope, a tire, an entire pizza, 3 pancakes with a paper plate attached, and a myriad of assorted household objects. He was my best friend. He got rid of his brain at birth to make more room for food, and the only command he knew was on your mat. He made wail noises at people who walked through the park next door and loved to serenade me as I tried to sleep. He regularly kicked me out of my own bed, spent a lot of time eating all my pizza crusts, and thought peeing was a team sport. After he passed, I was inconsolable, and when I finally got another pet, I got a cat who I'm convinced was trained by my dog because they're basically the same animal with different paw sizes. I miss him terribly. Time.
Oh, Kincaid.
Yeah.
What a home run. First, buddy, I'm with you. I'm sorry, but boy, you could not have done a better tribute for Titan.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Titan's up in that doggy heaven just being like,
yeah,
this is the best thing I've ever heard about me. It was great.
I love got rid of his brain at birth to make more room for food. It really got me. It's so good.
It's just so good. I can't get away. And then listen, it did us the honor of sending in some photos.
Yes.
This scruffy, perfect buddy. I also love the notion of like overcoming adversity to grow.
Yes.
She's like, no. I am not a dog that adheres to the limits that you've put on me.
No, not
certainly
at all.
Not. Mm-mm. No. And I got to know about these pancakes with a plate attached.
I know. I was just going to say that the things that Titan has eaten, really good stuff.
Oh, just a tire.
A rope tire?
Exactly. Mm. Now, what I hope is his little stomach made like a rope swing out of it for the pancakes. So there's having a little carnival in his belly.
Oh, that's adorable. Yeah.
Titan, what a good
really
buddy.
Great job.
Excellent job, Kincaid. We love it so much.
Yes.
And Alexis, Kincaid does bring up an excellent point that we'll take a tribute.
Oh, yeah.
You got a tribute? Oh. Now, we are a bit of a joyful show.
Yeah, it's got to be a, but you know what? I think that's the point of a tribute is that it is a bummer free. It is a life highlights thing.
Yeah. Just a celebration of life type of deal.
Absolutely. Please.
You got one of those?
We'd
love to hear it.
You simply must. And if you have one right now, go ahead, get your phone or your computer out, record it, and then send it to us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll play it on the show.
Sure will. Alexis, here we are.
Whoa!
The next Max Thunder Bank. Now, I started off with a jaunt.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to come back around with a sincere... Oh, listeners.
Yeah.
I love you so much. It is just not an understatement to say that you have changed my life by listening to the show. Tugboat is the best thing that has ever happened to me. And the only reason I have him is because of the listeners. The name Tugboat is because of the listeners.
Yeah.
Getting me through this pandemic is because of the listeners. Like, you guys have just, you carried me. You carried me through these last 7 years, and I just couldn't be more grateful
for
you.
Yeah, it is. It truly, you already said it, but it has been life-changing in such an incredible way. You are all so kind, you know, and whether you can or can't donate to the show this year, you listening also means the world to us. You know, if you are in the position to do so, thank you so much also. That being said, we do want to talk a little bit about what we want to give back to you for, you know, being members. So it's, like we said, our farewell tour. And so if we got to get some farewell tour merch.
We got to bring out the pyrotechnics, the big guns, Alexis. We got to end with three encores.
Exactly. And to start with that, if we can get 650 new and upgrading members, we're going to get you the coolest merch yet. That is, we got some new shirts.
You can't have a farewell tour without merch.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? We just got to get that merch in there. Just like, I listened to a dog podcast for 7 years and I don't have the t-shirt to show
exactly.
for it.
Exactly.
We're not going to do that to you.
No.
Absolutely not.
No. At 675, we want to do a Zoom call-in show where we get to hear from you guys. Because like we said, this is a big thank you. All of these like perks that we want to do are in like a, you are so awesome. Like, what can we show for it?
Yes. And in the past, we've only done a like audio call-in show.
Yes.
But now technology has brought us Zoom. So we're going to get to see you and your dogs when we talk to you.
Yes.
If we get to, what was that for? 675
uh-huh.
new and upgrading members?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Sounds good.
And then at 700, we got to put together a calendar of our dogs for you for 2022. Because also, and I think Renee said this earlier, yes, it will be our last year, but you'll have a full year of photos of our dogs. We want to do it well, we want to get some cool photos taken.
Here I am telling you that we're not going to be any Judas Priest, but we are going to be like, that's our final show, now look at us for the next year in a calendar.
yeah don't worry, there's lots more.
And to be fair, I don't think we're going to be in it, it's just the dogs, right?
No, yeah, I mean, we'll find out, I guess. Yeah, unless we are dressed as them, and then people wouldn't even notice.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. All right. In case I accidentally photobombed the calendar.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do we have to get to for that one?
That one's for 700.
700 new and upgrading members.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Next up at 725. This is just 25 more. So, hey, that's not that much. We're going to get some meetups going. We're vaccinated. We want to start doing this. We want to see you in real life. And hopefully,
I think that one also bookends the show really well. Our very first year, we did a live meetup at the dog park and we got to meet all of our listeners and it was so cool and so fun. And I think maybe now again, we got to get to 725.
Yeah.
For meetup. We'll do a little like a national of like, we'll do it in Los Angeles, but then we'll also coordinate in all the other cities and we'll have a dog day for everybody.
Yes.
Probably post some pictures of it maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it's going to be a whole to-do.
The good news is if we get that far, then when you got your calendar, you'll be able to mark on your calendar the day of the meetup.
It all works out. It all comes together.
Can you imagine? And last, and obviously not least, because why would it be last then? We want to do a big honking live show. We want to get the coolest guests you can imagine. And I won't name names yet because that's crazy to do.
Certainly
but
not.
I bet you can guess some of them that we will try and get.
Sure. Absolutely. I don't have a confirmation on Tugboat being at this live show or at the meetups.
Yes.
But it's looking good.
His schedule's pretty open.
Alexis, it's looking good.
It's looking good.
All right. I don't hate these incentives. Those are pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
So wait, now how do we get to, what do you do to become a new and upgrading member?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. All you have to do is go to MaximumFun.org/join. And a thing I remembered is if you're already like, I did it, I've done it already. You can also gift a membership, which is a really cool gift idea.
Smart. Yeah. So now, Alexis, you may be looking at these numbers and you're like, I don't know how. In the past, the way that it has worked is that if you were a upgrading member, you had to jump all the way to the next level. Not anymore. Mm-mm. Those days are gone. Yeah. Those days are behind us. So if last year you were a $5 member, all you have to do is become a $6 member.
Right.
That counts as a boost. That counts as a new and upgrading member. That gets you to the live show. That gets you to the calendar.
It doesn't get you a pin, though, and you're going to want the pin.
You are going to want that
But
pin.
If you can.
You are going to want that
If you don't want the pin, that's fine, too. I was just saying, I bet I would want the pin.
Yeah. It says, can I pet your dog on it?
I want the pin. I didn't even get a pin.
We got to get it. And then, wait, there's because there's two other doodads in there that were just like, whoa, the gifts are great this year.
Yeah. So do you remember Wishes Tea? We're a sponsor a while back. Yeah, they're really cool. They did the custom dog teas.
Tabletop tugboat.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So they did a really cool team up where you can get a take a minute tea kit is what it's called. And that's the $20 a month category, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And it's like you get this very cute little tin that comes with a custom blend of tea. It's Interstellar Orange. And you get one of those cool little strainers, and it's shaped like a rocket because of Maximum Fun. Plus a little tray that you get to put the tea once you've done strained it.
It is real cute. Really go to the website. If for no other reason, go to MaximumFun.org/join just to see this cute little rocket.
It's really cute.
I mean, talking about bringing out the best of the best for Max Fun Drive. Oof. Alexis Preston, we got the host of Dead Pilot Society, Andrew Reich. Welcome.
Thank you. So great to be here, you guys.
Thank you so much. Now, of all the guests we've had, and we've been on for 7 years, we should talk to you about your career, but we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it.
I'm so fine with that.
I will. I'll tip the listeners off that you're an Emmy Award winner. But that's as much as I'm going to give him.
Also, Renee did research on your career, before this, making sure we had it to not talk about it.
Sure. Okay. I know you guys are anti-research. Yes. Isn't that your thing?
Yes, that is our thing.
Adamantly. Yeah. And, oh, man, the doors that have opened for us in this town with that staunch mantra. I understand that you got a pup during the pandemic.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Tell us everything.
Yes. So on March 15th, which is my wife's birthday, she finally wore me down. We had a great dog who passed away, I guess, in September 2019.
Okay.
And he, Ollie, he had been with us for like 12, 13 years, something. So,
right.
And I wasn't really anxious, but you know, my wife and I, we have twins, boy and a girl, who are now 14. And they, you know, everyone was lobbying. Everyone wanted another dog.
Sure.
And so it was this kind of thing where she was looking at all the rescue sites and how about this one? And I was finding a reason. No. And then, you know, lockdown, everything's like uncertain. Oh, maybe this is a good time. We're like, okay, let's just go take a look. And we went, and then, you know, you can't just go take a look. Like,
of
then
course you're, not.
I mean,
no.
And it was this, she was 2 months old, just this cutest little thing ever.
Oh, buddy.
And it was like, what am I going to do? I can't say no. So B. Arthur.
Right, of course. Perfect name. No notes on the name.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay. From Fur Baby Rescue. And so this is my third dog I've had. I've never had a puppy. Why didn't someone tell me not to get a puppy?
Yeah.
I guess sure. If I had been listening more regularly to the show, probably I would know not to get a puppy.
Even then, we just familiarize you with the terms dogzaster, and then that just becomes part of your lexicon of just like, oh, okay, so this is just going to be a nightmare for about a year.
Yeah.
A cute one, but
tough. It was so hard to imagine that I could hate something so cute. I mean, like it was just like, what is wrong? This is the cutest thing ever, and I'm so mad at her. Like,
of
I was
course.
Just so and
for the listeners who haven't seen her, describe her. What do we think her mix might be?
I know her. I actually did the DNA.
Okay.
I did
All
the
right.
DNA. But if you saw her, to me, she looks like she's white and very kind of not really wiry, but she's got her face is crazy. She's got hair coming out of all kinds of places all over her face, and she looks Jack Russell Chihuahua-ish.
Right. You like, gave us the gift of sending photos ahead of time. Yes. And you were right that that is among the cutest dog I've ever seen. Those ears. How do you deal with those ears?
The ears were, and they, God, they were even cuter when they fell, you know, folded down when she was really little. And so now they are kind of, they're up most of the time. So she is, she's 50% Chihuahua.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Great.
She's 11.5% poodle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Parentheses small.
Yes.
To me, she doesn't really look like a poodle, but that's the second. I love that. That's not really sound effects. That's
right. No. That's just what you can come to expect on this show. I think so. Alexis has her two pups, equally Chihuahua, a little bit poodle.
Yes, I heard the results of the DNA test, Alexis, for your, and there's some similarities. 9.4%. Russell type terrier.
Oh,
that's where we differ. Your dog was not terrier, right? Alexis,
correct.
You had no.
I have no terriers. They both look like terriers, though.
Yeah, I mean, this, you know, the earth is definitely 8.8% Pekingese. I don't have this memorized, by the way. I wrote this down.
Okay. Either way, I'm impressed. You came prepared, or you memorized it both. Yeah. A+.
Yeah. So Pekingese.
Yeah.
Then here's another over Pomeranian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sure. At 7.7%.
Wow.
At 6.6, these just seem like, because it goes from 8.8 to 7.7 to 6.6, and that's where you're like, you're making this up. Like
you're just messing with me, right? Yeah.
6.6% Cocker Spaniel.
Oh, buddy.
And then
okay.
6% Toy Fox Terrier. So those are the seven.
It does
breeds.
Feel like maybe. That was more than 100%, but they didn't. It was just too many numbers.
Nobody's keeping track, but I do feel like we existed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. She's 50.50% Chihuahua, 40.40. No. Anyway, those. Chihuahua, Poodle, Jack Russell, Pekingese, Pomeranian, Cocker Spaniel, Toy Fox Terrier.
Is that, now, before you sent it out, did you guys have a guess of what you thought it might have been?
I mean, I guess, you know, we've been thinking Chihuahua, Jack Russell, like those are the two we thought maybe like Schnauzer, just because her face is so cool, like the crazy buzz hair on her face. But I mean, we definitely weren't thinking poodle or Pomeranian or most of these things. Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah, Cocker Spaniel. I love it, but also, a little appearance from Alexis has put a dog in the Zoom for us.
Speaking of a Chihuahua Pomeranian that you were like, that's a terrier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I see some of that. So, and it's funny because then you have all the descriptions of each of those breeds that you get, and each of them says, this energetic, this energetic, and it all adds up to... an extremely energetic dog.
How's the barking?
There's some barking.
Yeah.
There's definitely some barking. There's too much barking.
Yes.
So she is, she's not the total nightmare that she was. You know, she's now a year old, a little more than a year, but she's completely obsessively attached to my wife.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Just... obsessed. And it's weird because she's two completely different dogs. So like right now my wife's just like on a weekend trip with some friends, and so she's not around. And so B is really pretty chill. Like she mostly just like she sleeps, she'll come down and say hi every now and then, but she kind of just, whereas my wife's around, it's like every second dropping the ball at her feet, bring another toy, bring a thing, bring, just like play with me, play with me, play with me, barking a ton if anyone's like coming anywhere near, super protective.
Of course.
And all the things, you know, they say like, let the rest of the other family members walk her, feed her, you know, greet her for all, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
She is completely fixated on my wife.
Is your wife okay with this, or
sometimes.
Everybody's aware that maybe something should be done?
Well, you are famously married to a dog bone, correct?
Yes, which is legal now, which is great.
Of course, yes.
That I was able to do that. I think she's, it really irritates her, and yet if it changed, she would be really devastated.
But
I think she gets exhausted by that. You know, just having a creature that loves you that much is exhausting.
Yeah. And now, was Ollie a small dog as well?
Ollie was a little bit, but Ollie was like a 20-something pound, like Wheaton poodle, like a little bit bigger.
Sure. Okay.
He was also attached, but nothing like this. And also, we got him, he was a year and a half. He was housebroken. He was, you know, he was a pretty... you know, a relatively chill dog. So none of the like hoppy stuff, none of the, you know, like the trainers like to say she's extremely food motivated. But you cannot leave, you know, any, you know, a plate of food like on the table that she can reach. She'll be just like there in a split second. She'll sometimes do this like fake out where she'll go by the door and bark like she wants to go out. And as soon as you open the door to let her out, she then bolts and gets the food that you've left unattended because you've like went to like open the door for her. So it's, she's smart. She's definitely smart.
That's like Ocean's 11, but Ocean's 1. And she's figured it out. That's incredible.
She didn't need to assemble a team.
No. Sure didn't. Yeah. I'm so impressed. So I'm thrilled to hear that it's better. But if it isn't too traumatizing, can you walk us through those first few months of having a 2-month-old puppy in your house?
Well, there's just the usual stuff, which, again, I just had never experienced. The having to wake up. Sure. You know, to let her out. She would, you know, we tried to crate train her to just like sleep in the crate. And I will say, like, that's only gotten to be okay in the last like 3 weeks, probably.
Wow,
Then, she would cry in that crate for an hour.
Of course.
Just like, and, you know, finally she would give up, but sometimes 90 minutes, just like, and, but then if she slept in the bed with us, she was such a pain. And, like, I couldn't sleep. And she's just like, too active, and it was just like, so she's got to sleep in this crate, but like that was so stressful. And when we had the twin, when our twins were babies, like when we had to sleep train them, my wife would just have to like leave the house. She couldn't take it. She was just like, I can't. So I had to be the heartless one.
Right.
And like I was determined she was going to sleep in this crate, but it's still incredibly, it's so stressful. It's just so hard to hear that. So that was really tough.
Yeah.
The food thing was really, and then, you know, just usually she didn't really destroy like a lot of valuable things. There were a lot of, the kids had saved a lot of like stuffed animals that they certainly didn't play with anymore. And she has, you know, she goes straight, she rips out the eyeballs first, she goes through the eyes first, and then like gets the stuffing out of all of those. And, you know, it was mostly like barking, whining, food eating. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, I will take her for like a 5-mile hike and she will have no less energy than when we started. It's just kind of incredible. Yes.
That sit down with them to be like, we were just outside for 5 hours. You have to be tired at this point. It's always a tricky negotiation. The sweetest.
Yeah.
Now, B. Arthur. Perfect name, obviously. But how'd you guys come up with that one?
Christine, my wife, was just like, her name's B. Arthur.
Sometimes you need to get there. Yeah,
that was it. I don't remember any discussion.
Do you always say the full B. Arthur, or is it mostly B?
She's become mostly Beezer. Like she's Beezer. Like that's mostly what the kids. Beef stick gets in there sometimes, but Beezer, those are the main ones. So, you know, or just B. The full name doesn't get, and not even more like school, like B. Arthur, there's not even any of that really.
No, nor should there be. That makes all the sense.
It's a great name because my kids' friends don't get it at all. Yeah,
I was just thinking that. I was like, what is it like to be a kid with a dog name that is so far away from a celebrity that you have anything to do with?
Yeah, yeah.
It's great.
She doesn't have a TikTok. The kids don't. They're not watching Maude, they're not watching the Golden Girls. Really, I don't think. The kids today.
Well, it's on Hulu. Okay. What's the excuse?
I think it's one of those shows that this generation is just not into.
Yeah, I passed them. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you know, they say the children are our future until you hear things like that. Like, I don't know. I really don't know.
But the people who get it, the people where that, you know, who it means something to.
Yeah.
Really think it's a great name.
Yeah.
You guys, you get it. It's a great name, but
perfect name. It couldn't be better. So now with these kiddos, is it, do we have a well-socialized dog? Is she obsessed with anybody else? People, animals?
Yeah, she is. She has some favorites, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. There's one of my daughter's friends really loves her, and when she comes over, she's so excited. So excited to see her. And that's very... I think she's like the people... Because she's not... I think she's not for everybody. Mm-hmm. There are people who are just like... especially people where we've tried to have a meal where she's, you know, she's around. Like, that's not fun. But the people who really love her, she tends to, like, reciprocate. So she is pretty good with some people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, you know, we've been, like, take her to the beach a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, just to run around and just, you know, go to dog beaches with her. And she was really loving that. And then this big German Shepherd kind of chased her into the water. Oh. And she was, like... in the water, and waves were just like breaking over her head, and she was just frozen, like didn't know what to do. And I think that kind of has slightly traumatized her a little bit. She doesn't seem to have the same carefree attitude at the beach, but I mean, she still likes it, and it's just great because she's a dog that just like loves to run, and will just, you know, you get two sticks and throw one, and you know, she'll like do that all day. And she, for a while there, she was just really playing with other dogs. Now she's sort of like not as good with the other dogs. And we've had that conversation. I'm sure you guys like, do we get another dog? Would this be easier?
Well, yeah.
With the second dog, where do you guys come down on that?
I think Alexis
presently with two dogs that are losing their minds. I don't know if it gets easier.
Yeah.
Sweet listeners, we have watched Alexis get up upwards of 20 times during this interview, trying to grab one dog and then the other in an effort to quiet them both for this, but handling it with aplomb. Yeah, no, I have the same question. I wonder if Andrew and I are getting to watch Alexis just full-blown leaving the room at this point.
There's this great thing, too, because, like, her internet or whatever just like lagged a second, so there was like a jump cut for where she was sitting there until all of a sudden she was like in the back of her room getting the dogs.
Right.
All right, you're not Alexis, you're not an advertisement for two dogs right now.
I know, it's truly also they're being more crazy than usual. We haven't had a guest in 2 weeks and I think they're like jealous of the attention.
That seems about right. I get it. Alexis, what you missed, we narrated the whole thing.
Okay,
gave the listeners a play-by-play of watching you just wrangle those sweet, sweet pups.
I love them, but they're the worst.
I think, so obviously a reason against is what if they mess up your Zoom and something to consider.
Right. Because everyone's a podcast host now, and so you have to think about this. I know... that maybe that could be true, that we would find the perfect dog that, you know, she loved and they would just play all day and tire each other out. But then, but maybe not. And then it's like two dogs and two of all of this. I don't know. Yeah. I've never had two dogs. And I just, for some reason, I have these, like the leashes getting tangled just seems like just seems like it's going to be so annoying. And I'm sure it's not, right? You just untangle them, but it's like,
yeah.
You know, when you're walking the dog and you come across another dog and they're playing and they're both on leashes and you're constantly having to like do that thing of like, oh, should I go over or should I go under and let's do this? And it's even worse now that you don't want to be near people. And I just feel like I can't pull the trigger on that second dog.
Yeah, and I'm on your side as well. Now, also, I'm in a one-bedroom apartment, so that sort of plays into my consideration of it. But I wonder if you have this of just like, they have become your world, and now what if we jeopardize that? And now I got to bring in somebody else who's going to make them be like, oh, I can be replaced. I don't know if he needs that. I don't know if my dog has the emotional capacity for such a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, some things are definitely easier, and some things are much harder.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, I've managed to hold off. I mean, I win very few battles in my marriage. You know, I won the only significant one really was about a third kid after we had the twins, and we don't have a third kid, so I did win that, and I think that was I still stand by that as being a good decision. And then this is another one where for now I'm holding out, But right. there's plenty of, I mean, if I checked my wife's browser history, there would be many pictures of dogs yes. that I would find. That
right.
she's, you know, and it's obviously it's gotten harder these days to find a rescue.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. 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 Which is great. A fantastic problem to have. But it is, yeah. I think, a little trickier. Did you have dogs growing up?
No.
No. Okay. No. All right. So no. Ollie,
and then I had Shorty, who was like a Chihuahua Jack Russell before.
Oh, okay.
That was my first dog.
Oh, that's yeah. great. Very cute.
16, 17, you know.
Oh, wow.
Dog
yeah.
lasted a very long time. And so that was like, you know, first dog had been with me through like a lot of upheaval and things. And was just, and so when Shorty died, like that was just absolutely devastating.
Of course.
And yeah. then Ollie was also a little bit less. And there's, I think there was something with B where it's just like, I'm not going to get attached.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
I'm going to stay a little bit like annoyed by this dog. And I will say we were all, because she was so much.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That it was actually really helpful for four humans in the house to have someone, you know, when I say like to take it out on, not physically.
Yeah,
like,
of course not. No,
we're not. But to have, because, you know, we're all trapped,
yeah.
you know, for a year inside. Right. And instead of being so annoyed, we could sort of put it on like, oh, B is being so, you
yeah.
know, she's being so annoying, like B sucks. So
I have that with friends sometimes where you're like, this friend mm-hmm. is annoying me. And then you're around an even more annoying person. You go, oh, this friend is actually great. I love this friend that yeah. I was annoyed with. I just forgot. Like,
yeah. It's good to have that common. I mean, I can't say, and you know, no. I don't talk about it. Our dog is an enemy, but
sure.
but just if someone to put that
yeah.
frustration on,
yeah.
it's not an actual family member was really helpful. But it definitely. But I think that I mean, I a week into having this dog, I was like, we have to give this dog back. I was
yeah.
like,
yeah,
because again, think back to March 2020, right?
Yeah.
We're all
yeah.
freaked out,
right?
And I was like, we are. She's keeping us up.
Yeah.
It's going to lower our immunity because
yes.
we're sleep deprived.
Oh, yeah.
And we're
going to
catch this
right.
and we're going to get sicker because we're sleep deprived because of this stupid puppy. and she has to go back. We're going to die.
Right.
Like
right.
We're going to die because of this dog. And it was like, let's just give it another couple weeks, you know, a couple days. Let's give it a week. Let's like get her a little bit of training. She's now going to be with us.
Yeah. She's the thing that got
she's
you
in.
Through the pandemic.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. yeah. It was good. It was so good for the kids too. I mean, it's very, and I knew that it was good for the kids to have, you know, to have the dog around.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's something we try to like whisper as much as possible on the show of just like everybody expects it's going to be love at first sight and easy at first sight. It's not. It is tricky for a while to figure out how are we going to do this. So I think, yeah, it's natural a weekend to be like, well, we gave it our best.
Yeah. I mean, I just had not, you know, I like to sleep. I, you know, I just sleep is very important.
Andrew, coming in here with I need my basic needs met.
Yeah,
yeah, of course. Of course
sorry
you
be,
do.
Trying to be so unreasonable. But.
We got to put a caution on this episode. Pretty hot take.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Ay, ay, ay. Now, listen, we could talk to you all day. I did promise you I'd get you out of here in 20 minutes, so I will. But I do feel like we're going to have you back on to give us updates of, obviously, the second year of how it's going, how it's mellowing out. How it's all feeling.
Okay. I will say it's definitely, I mean, the fact that now at night I can just put her in the crate and she just goes in there and she doesn't whine in there.
Yeah.
It's just like a miracle. It's
such
just
a gift.
So that is huge.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And I would bet for her too to just be like, oh, this is great in here. I don't know why
yeah.
I was making such a fuss.
I know.
I'm so sorry.
And part of it was we did put an article of worn clothing of my wife's in the
smart.
Crate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
It's so you're like, really, will that work? And it continuously does. So it's
yeah.
great. It's great.
Yeah. Very comfy.
All right. Well, now I've threatened you with this game and Alexis pointed out it's actually just kind of a question. It's mostly Just a question. Here's what I'd like to float. Jack Russell Terrier has been mentioned quite a bit. Mm. And then the thing that perked up for me that everyone was like, really? Was Cocker Spaniel. Mm. So can we do a Jack Russell Terrier mixed with a Cocker Spaniel? So I think what we're looking for is just a really hyper Cocker Spaniel.
With curls.
I feel like that's how that squishes together with maybe sticky uppy ears.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. So everybody, we all kind of have it pictured properly.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's a girl. What are we going to name this dog?
Okay. This is a boy's name that popped in my head.
Great.
I'm just supposed to go with what pops into my head, right?
Absolutely. Perfect. Yep.
Squiggy.
Yeah, of course her name's Squiggy. Of course her name is Squiggy.
But in your mind also immediately it's like, well, this is a boy's name. Boys are only named Squiggy.
Sure.
A name I've never heard.
Sure, sure, sure. Well, no, but from Laverne and Shirley, right? Yeah. So that makes sense. Like, I think, thank you for making it thematic and that, like, we have B. Arthur, we've got Squiggy.
It makes a lot
all
of
the
sense.
Greats.
In my brain, it was an A to C of Twiggy. No, probably Squiggy.
I love it. Andrew, you are a true delight. Yeah. And you're not supposed to have favorites, but I think you have my favorite podcast on the Max Fun Network.
Oh my gosh.
It is so good. It is so good. Will you please tell everybody about your show and what they can expect when they fall in love with it?
Oh, sure. Thank you. So on Dead Pilot Society, we take comedy pilots from A-list writers that were sold and developed at networks and streamers, but never shot. And we give them the table reads that they never got a chance to have. So these are, you know, half-hour comedies by all the people that have written whatever your favorite comedy is. We've had the writer of that show. We've had a pilot from them. The ones that got away, the ones that never, you know, got made. We cast them with just all the great, whoever your favorite comedians and, you know, comedy actors are, we've had them on too. And we do the table read. You get to hear a show. You don't have to commit to it. You have to commit to, oh my God, I just got into this and I have to watch 5 seasons. No, there's just one. And then I interview the creators of the show about, you know, the process, about like how they became writers, the process of pitching, selling, writing that show, and what happened, you know, ultimately with it. And that's Dead Pilot Society.
Yeah, it's so. I guess I should say there is a slight warning I want to give that it will leave you a little angry with, one, how talented people are, both the writing and the actors that are reading it, and with the industry for not making it. How did you not make this? It's so good.
Yeah, there's a lot of those, and it's so true what you say about the actors too, because we do these. We don't rehearse. We don't do any like we. Actors just show up and read these scripts cold, and you're often like, well, that's exactly how that should be played. That's perfect. And that's with like no notes, no rehearsing, nothing. So
that's so cool.
That, I don't think I knew that. Now I'm even more impressed. That's incredible. Okay. Well, see, I've got good taste. It is the best show on the network. amazing. And you guys are in the middle of the drive as well, right?
Of course.
Obviously.
No, this is so great. You know, I feel like that show's been around, I don't know, 4 years or something, but, for whatever reason, this drive, I'm really getting a chance to meet some more of the other hosts, and it's been so great. Like, and so many amazing people. I mean, you guys are so great. Your show is so much fun. And it's just like, I don't know why it's taken me this long to actually get to know folks and during this time when we actually can't see each other in person.
Right.
But it really is, not to do my like fun drive plug, I guess, but it's just...
No, please do. That's the whole reason you're here.
You know, it's a really nice community. It's just like, these are all like great people.
Yeah.
Just like funny, cool, nice people that do these shows. Like, I don't see a lot of egos. I don't see... It's just like, it's really been cool getting to know some of the other folks, you know. So... Thanks. I mean, I'm really glad you guys asked me to do this.
Yeah, I'm glad you did.
Oh, absolutely. And I guess I hadn't put that together. I was just like, a little bit. This has been tough, but I don't know if I would have got to meet you guys had it not been for Zoom. So,
yeah, it's really true.
Pandemic was worth it. Amazing. Andrew, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, you guys.
Our penultimate Maximum Fun Drive episode ever.
I like the word penultimate.
Me too.
It's really good. You sounded very smart.
particularly fun because I know life before and after I understood what that word meant. So people would constantly talk about penultimate episodes, and I was just like,
the best cool. one. Is that, yeah, it does. It sounds like the best.
Yes.
Fine. Yep. Wow, look at that. It's something.
That's what I mean. And it's such a big thing. Like, second to last is not that hard to say.
No.
But someone came around, they're just like, no, I'm going to call that penultimate.
I'm going to call it something better. I got something better for you.
Yeah. So penultimate episode of Maximum Fund Drive. Listeners, this is kind of a cool thing of just like, if you're not one who loves fundraising stuff, you got one more episode total ever to listen to us talk about it.
Yes.
But you also love fundraising.
It's fun. Listen to us go. We really appreciate it. And you really make this show happen also. Aside from changing our lives, you also make the show possible for us to continue to do. And thank you so much if you're already a member. Thank you so much if you, within these 20 minutes, have already done it. Can you imagine?
Oh, God.
Wow. Whoever done it first, hey, if you did it first, thank you. Thank you specifically.
And it was you. And I know it was you.
Good job.
I knew it was you. Mm-hmm. Oh, I called it. I was like, you know who I think it's going to be? And I was right.
Yes.
I was right every time. We love you guys so much. And it's just been, you know, it's already all been said. And we're going to say it again next week.
But, yes. Yeah.
It's cool to make a thing. And it's cool to have you guys along for a thing. And it's especially cool to have you make the choice of just like, this is your last year. Yeah, I'm going to support it.
Yeah. And so cool. The last thing I'll say, I'll let you go, I swear. But also the, like, obviously being part of the Maximum Fund community is incredible. And that's sort of the theme of this year. But also the Can I Pet Your Dog community that branched off and became this, like, I don't know, powerful thing that does all this kind work is so cool. It's kind of humbling to share a name with it. It's become bigger than what it is.
Right? Yeah. I look at that Facebook group and I'm like, well, who put that together? It's amazing. That's incredible.
Wow, there's a lot of people.
That's very impressive. Yeah. All right, Alexis, we got to let him go, but we're going to see him again next week.
Okay, fine.
Okay. All right. You guys, we love you so much. Again, one more time, maximumfun.org/join. That's how you become a member of the Farewell Tour. Until next week. Uh-huh. Can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.